Shripad Siddhanti Maharaj. We're very happy to welcome you back from the 20th world tour of His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. And you have accompanied His Divine Grace on actually many, if not most, of the tours that he's made throughout the last few years. So please, we'd like you to say something for the internet, for the devotees around the world, to share some of your insights about this tour, and especially what stands out compared with the other tours that you've been on.
Okay, thank you, Mahananda Prabhu. Very nice of you. I hope I don't speak too much, because actually I have great enthusiasm for this tour. It seems to me it was perhaps the best tour. Of course, in the transcendental world, everything always does get better and better and better. But still, this is very, very wonderful to have the chance to be with Srila Gurudev on this tour. For the 6 months before I met Srila Gurudev in London, I was actually separated from his association. I was in Russia for 2 months and then also 2 months in California and some other places. So when Srila Gurudev first arrived to London, I was there at the airport to meet him, and I was thinking that how wonderful it is that he's actually getting up and leaving India and going out to preach, that I was separated from him for, I said, about 6 months. And I felt very, very much what it's like to live a devotional life in separation from him. That is, not feeling the mood of separation, not like we talk about in our philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but just being, you know, in a different world than his world, the regular world of devotional communities, whether it was Russia, Soquel, Oregon, Salt Lake, or wherever. Understanding what devotees go through when Srila Gurudev is not around. So when I met Srila Gurudev at the airport, and I was riding back to the London Moth with him, with Goswami Maharaj in the back seat and Ranjit, I was just thinking, oh, how fortunate we all are that Srila Gurudev is coming out from India, where he could sit comfortably in his temples and have nice prasadam and meet with devotees and take care of everything. But he's coming out in relatively older age and frail health, coming out to give his association to the Western world, to devotees who want him. So I was feeling the London devotees were very, very fortunate, you know, that Srila Gurudev was going there. And Srila Gurudev is always saying that the London Chaitanya Saraswat Math is just like one of the rooms of the Chaitanya Saraswat Math in India. Because Srila Gumaraj said, it's the only moth outside of India that's actually an integral part of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat moth. So Srila Gurudev has always said this, and we always get that home feeling, that home comfort feeling that we all have in Navadvip or Calcutta or Vrindavan when we're with Srila Gurudev. We get that same feeling in London. So that was very, very happy to see that the London devotees were receiving this mercy from Srila Gurudev there in London. Although the temple is small, as we all know, and it's crowded, and everybody would kind of cram in there to get his darshan, still life continued with Srila Gurudev speaking every morning, every afternoon, every evening with the devotees, in a room, so forth and so on.
And Maharaj, was there anything that happened in particular this time in London?
Yeah, actually Srila Gurudev was very, very happy that the London Moth has finally paid off. For so many years that there had been a problem with paying off the monthly mortgage. As we all know, we all have to go through that. But London is actually one of the highest prices real estate markets in the world. The houses are going up in value just by the tens of thousands of dollars every year. They're increasing. Everything is increasing. Now we have our own moth there. It's completely paid off, and Srila Gurudev was very, very happy that this has finally happened. And as we know, now he's also encouraged the devotees to continue to look for a bigger and larger place for better accommodation for everyone.
And Maharaj, after London, then we saw on the internet also, and we received various reports that Maharaj went on to Milan in northern Italy. So kindly tell a little bit about Italy, anything specifically this time too, which took place there.
Yeah, actually, we had heard here in India, as everybody had heard, that this one lady, Krishnakanta, and her husband Munindra, had arranged a very nice center temple in Italy. But we didn't know exactly what it was like, or you know, how big or how small, or very much what was going on there. But Srila Gurudev was going to see Krishnakanta, because as we all know her story, she almost died from leukemia. She was very, very sick in the hospital. And miraculously, by Srila Gurudev's grace, she began to get a little better, although not very much better. But still, because of her very strong and steadfast devotion, she had rallied a group of devotees around her in Italy. And they had arranged this beautiful villa in the countryside outside of Milan. As I said, we didn't really know anything about it, what it looked like. But Srila Gurudev was going to see Krishnakanta and going to see this new temple that she has arranged. And let me say that when we got there, I mean, it was more than you can possibly imagine. Just have no idea of how beautiful this villa, it's called a villa, is. What a beautiful setting. I mean, how that she could arrange this is just beyond imagination. But Srila Gurudev came in the car and just was so happy to see this building and walk around the beautiful fruit trees, the beautiful view, the churches, the little quaint little villages that dotted the landscape around there. He was just feeling so happy to be at this wonderful villa that the devotees had arranged. And I want to say one other thing about this, about Italy, Italian program, which was very much of a highlight, that naturally devotees come from all over Europe to be with Srila Gurudev when he goes to some place in Europe. But this year, the special treat was that 27 brand new devotees from Hungary had come, and they had driven 18 hours all day in their cars to come and be with Srila Gurudev in Italy. And very, very wonderful, simple, innocent devotees. Most of them are completely new. They're led by Ananda Sunda Prabhu and Madhavi Devi Dasi, who have a yoga center in Hungary. And these 27 like new young babies in Krishna consciousness came. And all of us old people who know each other for years, and you know, we tend to fight and things like that, but oh, it was so wonderful. We were so inspired to see these new faces. And they're all very respectable people. They have jobs like school teachers or in banks or insurance companies. And most of them hadn't had initiation. But anyway, they were coming to see Srila Gurudev. And they just were like, you know, the highlight, so to speak, of the whole program. And everybody was very kind to him and catered to him and took extra good care of him. They camped outside on the grounds in their tents, which they brought with them. They took prasadam there. They were always helping. And the first night they got there, it was a big rainstorm came. It actually hadn't rained in Italy for a long time. But Srila Gurudev, wherever he goes, always the weather just gets adjusted. And anyway, Srila Gurudev was up all night worrying about them, that they were getting wet in their tent. And then they came in the morning and told Gurudev they were just fine and it was no problem. They didn't mind camping out like this. But it was very, very wonderful to have their association with, you know, nice Harinam Samkirtans downtown area. We went to a lake on a boat, Harinam Samkirtans. And as I said, there's small temple program there. But basically in the afternoon, Srila Gurudev would just sit outside up against the wall, sometimes saying a little bit, sometimes not saying much. It was very, very wonderful, very peaceful. And everybody was feeling this very wonderful experience of the devotees in Italy arranging this wonderful temple, and also our guests from Hungary coming.
So Maharaj, while Srila Govinda Maharaj is sitting outside and he's leading quite a gentle life, I think, in Italy, yeah. You were there with other sannyasis and with many devotees, as you mentioned, from around Europe and America too, and the Americas, I believe. Then what did you do all day?
We had the temple program, three programs a day there, morning, noon, and evening. And plus, we tried to go on Sankirtan 3 or 4 days of the week. We were only there a week and a half. We went out downtown to various areas for Sankirtan. Then there's cooking in the kitchen, and there's cleaning. There was always some engagement, and Srila Gurudev was always sitting in his room, he's always talking something, you know, whether it's big talk or small talk, he's always doing a little something at any rate. So our life was revolved around Srila Gurudev and just kind of feeling that wonderful mood of devotion that he was feeling there and getting ready for Russia, because he kept saying, we're going to Russia soon, we're going. And the way he was saying we're going means like there's something great and grand going to be happening there.
So please tell us, what did happen when you go to Russia?
Okay. I could talk too much about Russia, and I won't talk so many things, but because once I get going, I can not stop. But I do want to say one thing about Russia that is very prominent and dominant. And that is, Srila Gurudev was going to Russia, as he's been many years, to stay in St. Petersburg for a little bit longer than normal. Normally he goes for at the most 2 weeks, but this time he agreed to go up to 3 weeks because he likes to stay in one place. And he was taking the sannyasins with him for preaching. But the highlight of St. Petersburg was that actually Srila Gurudev did preach. And he preached very, very heavily. He came to the temple generally 2 times a day, morning, 5 o'clock, and then afternoon, 5 o'clock. And he gave proper lectures. As I said, I've been on the world tour with Srila Gurudev most of the time, and I've been with him in India most of these years, but I've never seen him lecture as he lectured in St. Petersburg this year. Always he's talking something, no doubt, but sometimes people are kind of, say, interrupting or making some comment or putting something like this. But these times that Srila Gurudev came to the temple, he was coming to give a lecture, a proper lecture. We all know that Srila Prabhupada gave Bhagavatam class every morning in the temple to whoever, maybe 10 devotees, maybe 100, maybe 500. But when Srila Prabhupada would lecture, there was no interruption, there was no noise, you could hear a pin drop. And it was that mood that happened with Srila Gurudev in St. Petersburg this year. When he walked in the temple, he sat in his chair, and some in a little bit of introduction or whatever, and he began to talk. And he would talk, and that was it. It was all over. It was like the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Sukadeva Goswami walked in to give the Srimad Bhagavatam, everybody got up to greet him. They knew that he was the one to speak from all the other great sages. And everybody gave complete oral reception to him. Nobody said anything, could hear a pin drop, everybody paid attention. And finally, Srila Gurudev, this opportunity came to him after so many years. I was very, very happy to see it. So he would come to the temple and deliver these very, very wonderful, beautiful lectures every day for at least an hour or 2 hours. So that was, for me, was very, very enlivening because, as I said, I've had association with Srila Prabhupada, also Srila Guru Maharaj. When Srila Guru Maharaj sat on his veranda and talked, you know, everybody listened and gave oral reception, as we're supposed to do, to hear.
You heard several lectures then from Srila Govinda Maharaj. Yeah. Could you say any particular lecture or something which you've heard this time in St. Petersburg, which perhaps you haven't heard previously?
Yes, Manan, I'll be happy to. Actually, 99% of Srila Gurudev's lectures were on the glories of Harinam Sankirtan. No matter, sometimes he took a question from the audience, but whatever the question was, or whatever he started at, he always ended with singing and praising the glories of Harinam Sankirtan. In this day and age, the way the spiritual life is through Harinam Sankirtan, through chanting of the holy name without offenses. And every lecture, except for the first one, but every lecture was glorifying this process of Harinam Sankirtan for this age of Kali. And Gurudev went to that point in so many different ways. He wove a beautiful thread through so many different concepts and ideas, but he would always come to that apex, that pinnacle.
And we heard that, in fact, you yourself became famous in St. Petersburg for leading Harinam Sankirtan in public.
It was a joint effort of everybody who was there. Acharya Maharaj was there. Paramhansa Maharaj certainly led very ecstatic and wonderful kirtans. Ashram Maharaj was there. And, yeah, I was there too.
But it was not only in the temple, but also we saw some photographs of you all outside as well, doing Sankirtan within the streets of St. Petersburg.
Yes, yes. This was very, very glorious. Three times we went downtown, 100 to 150 devotees, and marching up and down the main center in St. Petersburg. And there were literally, you know, hundreds and hundreds and maybe even thousands of people would stop and look. What is this? What is this going up and down here? Who is this, you know? Everybody in Russia knows the Krishnites, but they never really seen the Krishnites come out in full force, looking so beautiful and singing so nicely as we did. Many people stopped and asked questions about it and came back to the temple with us.
And then from St. Petersburg, you went on to Moscow. And so far, we've received very little news, except directly from Srila Maharaj, who very graciously gave a telephone interview. But we've heard very little news of what took place in Moscow. If you could share some of that, we'd be very grateful.
Actually, the main program in Moscow was that Abhidhut Maharaj and Bharti Maharaj wanted Maharaj to relax in Bharti Maharaj's house and kind of keep it private. So Gurudev went to Bharti Maharaj's house and was relaxing there with, you know, immediate devotees. And so after a few days there, the main program actually came in Moscow, which was an outdoor park program that was a major preaching program, we can say, that Abhidhut Maharaj had arranged this major preaching program. And he invited many dignitaries, such as the ambassador from India to Russia. It was his cultural attaché that came to this program. Very nice man from here in India, Jaipur area. He sat next to Srila Gurudev the whole time, accompanied Srila Gurudev actually for 2 days. And we watched this wonderful program that Abhidhut Maharaj had arranged of Indian song, Indian dance, some various dramatic performances. And then finally, towards the end of it, they asked Srila Gurudev to come up and speak. So by then, there's at least 5,000 people who had gathered for this program. Srila Gurudev goes up and sits on the stage and gives a wonderful 10 or 15-minute lecture. Actually, I was hoping he could speak more, but it seemed like it just didn't work out that time. But a very, very wonderful, clear, you know, 10, 15-minute lecture that was appreciated by everyone.
Then in Moscow, we heard, too, that the new Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Cultural Center was opened by Srila Govinda Maharaj in the presence of dignitaries.
Yes, that's right, Mahananda. Actually, the next day, also, that this opening, the new opening of the Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math Cultural Center in Moscow, in the central area of Moscow, was opened, and Abhidhut Maharaj wanted Srila Gurudev to come and officially open that, which Srila Gurudev did. It happened in the morning about 10 o'clock. Srila Gurudev drove in and came and attended that program. It's a very, very wonderful program. This new cultural center is situated in downtown Moscow, very near the Jagannath Express restaurant, delicatessen, and store, which is only a few blocks from the Kremlin. It's a perfect location, you know. Many highly respectable people from Moscow and also tourists from all over the world frequent this area. So it's a very, very wonderful building, cultural center, very, very wonderful place. And Abhidhut Maharaj wanted to do everything properly, as he always does. And he did everything properly. The building was all brand new, just decorated out very, very wonderfully and appropriately. He had Srila Gurudev come in. And this time, the